David Quinsenberry swears by his Toyo stove. He's used it to heat his home in Juneau for nearly a decade, and he says that it rarely malfunctions. But that changed during a cold snap in December.
We had single-digit temperatures, and my stove went out. I had my niece was staying here, and she called and said there's a code on it. The code shows that it's not getting any fuel.
Luckily, he had a backup heater to keep the house from freezing up. But the stove was nearly brand new, a Toyo Laser 531-532. He'd installed it in August to replace his old stove, a larger Toyo model that had run for 8 winters. When the newer one stopped working, Quinsenberry called local stove technician Steve Sanders to take a look.
And he knew exactly what the problem was. He opened the stove up, and the fuel nozzle was all carboned up with black crud. And he showed me photographs of other stoves, and mine looked exactly like that.
Sanders owns S&S Toyo Repair. It's the only Toyo repair shop in Juneau. He says he serviced around 20 stoves back in December, and they all had the same issue, a black ring of carbon buildup that was snuffing out the burner flame.
It was quite a few of them that did it around the exact same time, and it was during that cold snap.
All of those stoves were in Toyo's mid-size range, and most of them were less than a year old. The majority were Toyo 531-532s, along with a handful of OM23s. That's the predecessor to the 530 series. The two models use most of the same technology. Sanders says he's seen similar carbon buildup before when people use additives in their fuel.
But not new heaters and not this many at one time. No, I've never seen it.
The stove is able to run again when the carbon buildup is scrubbed away. And all of the Juneau stoves were covered by warranty. But Sanders says he's still scratching his head about the root cause of the outage.
I know how to fix it, but exactly what caused it, I'm still not sure.
He believes it could have been a problem with a bad batch of fuel, but he's waiting on answers from Rural Energy Enterprises in Anchorage. They're the state's sole distributor of Toyo stoves. Rural Energy told KTOO that any potential fuel studies would be conducted privately. With warmer weather recently, the stoves Sanders cleaned up have been running just fine, but technicians in colder parts of the state have had the same problem.
They will shut down, brand new ones right out of the box, and we've been dealing with this for a good 2 years now.
James Altum, a technician from Arctic Technical Services in Fairbanks, says he believes the problem is not the fuel, but the way that this model of Toyo stove processes fuel. Altum says that most of the Laser 530 units they've installed malfunction.
And it really happens when it gets cold. And my boss and I have investigated it, and we think it has something to do with cold fuel and cold air.
The problem is, they don't know for sure. Altum says that local technicians don't have a deep knowledge about the Toyo stove's manufacturing or programming, which makes it difficult to find a long-term solution. He says Rural Energy hasn't had any answers for him either. Like Sanders, he's been told the problem is related to fuel supplies, but he's skeptical. He says he serviced Toyo stoves across Fairbanks and Barrow that use fuel from several different companies. The one thing they have in common is the kind of unit.
It is strictly the 530 series unit that is having the issue.
Rural Energy told KTOO that they don't believe there is a widespread issue with any of the Toyo stoves they distribute. But without an explanation for the malfunction, Altum and Arctic Technical Services have few options to respond to unhappy customers. He says they've tried to steer new customers away from the 530 series altogether.
People that come in to buy them, I really try to talk them out of it, because until they fix this problem, I don't like to sell product that I can't stand behind.
Toyo stove owners will have to wait for the next cold snap to see if their stoves hold up. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.